Give it up for Monday.
Should be excited about it. It's the start of a whole new week, and I don't care what people say, it's going to be a good week. Keep it positive. Keep a smile on your face. We are resilient creatures, and we get through. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Tell you one thing that I'm hoping is resilient, and that is the stock market. Greg Hughes is the founder and CEO of Hughes Private Capital, real estate investment company here in Reno, and they help people become investors, not landlords. Greg, thank you so much for calling in today.
Thanks, Monica. Good to be talking to you again. Yeah, we hope to... stock market's resilient. It always is, right? It does come back, but it's got a lot of volatility to it.
Yeah, it does. I always try to get, you know, a lot of people try to do their own stocks and try to put something that is, well, you have your two kinds of people. You have those that are, take the really risky, you know, businesses, and you have those who want that consistency, you know, that peace of mind, yes. The long term. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that people really don't realize a lot of times is how much that volatility really hurts you in the long run, you know, for your net returns.
Yeah.
And part of the reason for that is because it's underlying under the surface. You kind of can't see it while it's out there, you know. And, of course, we've experienced this typical, you know, cliff that we've fallen off of, so to say, for the stock market as of late with the coronavirus type of a deal. And so here's as an example, you know, if you take a 30% loss, you have less money now to catch back up. So
yeah.
That 30% loss, you have to actually make 43% more on your money just to get back to even on all of that. So it's, you know, it's one of those things that unless you really look at the numbers and think about how they're working, that's you just don't see what it's doing to your portfolio and to your return. So
I
yeah,
want more like consistency.
You want to be, you want to think about, you know, how do you get into investments that can give you a little bit more consistency, you know, minimize that volatility that's out there on the whole deal. So. You want me to give you another example of how
please.
That kind of works? Because I think, you know, again, it's underlined so people don't see it very well. So if you took the stock market and you went back 43 years and you looked at the S&P 500, it had about a 10% return. So that's pretty good, right? I mean, we would be pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
And so let's say that you put $100,000 in 43 years ago. And you got that 10% return, you have $3.8 million today in your account. Again, not bad. But here's the thing that you didn't see because you had all that volatility with the stock market. If you could find that exact same return, 10%, put the $100,000 in, but the 10% was consistent, you end up not having $3.8 million, you end up having $6 million in your account. So now you can see where that underlying volatility within the you know, and we're using the stock market as example, but it could be any kind of, you know, investment that's out there where it really robs you of a net return. But you can't see it unless you run those numbers on the whole deal.
Well, see, that's why you're the professional.
You know, that's why I have a great team that helps to put these types of things together. But, you know, it's a message that we like to tell people all the time because it helps them as they think about, as they're investing, what can I do to find that consistent return as compared to one that's going to go up and down all the time in value and have that volatility.
It's kind of like the tortoise and the hare. I want to be the tortoise.
Yeah, exactly, right. And we know that story, and we know how it ends with that. And we can think of that a lot of times, that the hare is the volatility, and the tortoise is that, you know, hum-da-dum-dum, consistent, you know, return. Maybe not as exciting, but less exciting sometimes wins out at the end.
Hey, Greg, how can people get a hold of you if they want to talk to you about this a little bit more?
Sure, they can give us a call here at 775-234-4001, or they can also go to one of our website. It's HughesCapital.com. So those are the two easy ways to get a hold of us.
Greg Hughes, founder and CEO of Hughes Private Capital, real estate investment company right here in Reno. Greg, thanks for talking with us, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Monica.
Take care. That means more than anything right now is taking care. Also taking care of your future. Let's check in with Mike in Gardnerville this morning at 884-9910. Hi, Mike. You want to talk about Bill Gates?
Yeah, Monica. Yeah, I sent you over a video from Brighton about him talking about how through vaccines they're going to reduce the population, pretty much is what he's saying.
And you know, I saw that actually a long time ago. And yeah. I think this man has been on a mission for a long time.
Yeah, and his father had something very big to do with Planned Parenthood, or he was helped found it. So his family's always been into just eugenics and murdering people. So this is nothing new from him.
Yeah, I think people started to wake up when he walked away from the board of Microsoft, that he has other things on his mind that he wants to work on. So,
and he's talking about how we should all have a digital identity, that our vaccines are built into and everything. So if we don't get this coronavirus vaccine that he's already been working on before this epidemic happened, that we won't be able to go buy, we won't be able to go shopping, we won't be able to go to work. There's a lot of things involved with this that he's pushing.
See, and that's just, yeah, that's one more reason why I don't vaccinate myself. I don't get the flu vaccine. I am not going to get the CVD-19. You talk to your doctor. You work it out with your doctor. You go with what you believe. But for me, no way in hell. So.
Yeah, but the problem is going to happen is, what if they mandate now you can't go to work? Or for a lot of people, they can't go to work if they don't get a vaccination and stuff. Look at schools in California. You cannot not vaccinate your children, have them go to school or private school. Your only option is homeschooling. And they tried to ban that, too, to force your children to get vaccinated and go to school here a little bit ago.
Yeah, that's why I work from home. So I'm thinking about the future, Mike.
Okay. Well, have a great day.
You too, Mike. Thanks for the call. Hey, speaking of the coronavirus, let's get a quick update here on the coronavirus brought to you by Real Constructions. Active cases here in Washoe County, 200 as of yesterday afternoon. Active cases, 231. We've had 29 people actually recover from the coronavirus here in Washoe County. And we have, unfortunately, had 4 deaths. But this is like watching West Nile virus, watching the flu virus. This is something that, yes, it's a virus. A lot of people's systems don't handle that very well. And there's the possibility. But you know what? There's a possibility of death walking outside your door every day. Total cases across the state. We still have, across the state, 1,953 have tested positive. But out of the people that have been tested, 15,676 have tested negative. Statewide deaths so far have been 46. But here's the thing. People are passing around information that once you get it, you can't get it again. It's not like chickenpox. You could get it again, just maybe not in the immediate future, even up to like a year. But you could get it again. So makes me curious of how the vaccines are going to work. This coronavirus update is brought to you by Real Construction. 24/7 availability if you need your home or business secured from vandalism or looters. All those businesses that had to shut down. Real Construction can handle the job for you. 359-0700. 800-800-0000. You don't have to be on your own. There are people out there that are willing to help you. We're here for each other. All right. How are you doing today? You have a positive thought? I'd love to hear it. Have you done something that you didn't think that you'd ever have time to do at the house? Are you reconnecting with the family? Maybe this is showing us how disconnected we've become. We don't have the dinners anymore where you sit around and talk about your day, talk about different forms of education with your kids. Heck, just sit down with your kids and enjoy a program. Take a walk with the family. There are positive things coming out of all of this that we are suffering through right now. Think of all the businesses that are going to be started, all the entrepreneurs out there. Because America has been given the task to take back manufacturing from China. I mean, look at how we're diversifying. Rudy's Plumbing and Heating. Okay? Keith called last week. Said, well, yeah, you know, we've got 3D printers and we've got all this going on. But we're taking a break from that right now. And we're helping make face shields. Barton Hospital put out the call. They need more help. They need supplies. So the community comes together. A lot of hospitals and healthcare workers reusing the N95 masks. So what would be best if we know that they have to reuse those masks? How about putting a sterile, washable, you can re-sterilize it, custom-made, custom-sewn, no-sewn face mask over their N95. A lot of sewers working hard on that right now. A lot of crafters being crafty. This is how we come together. We have brilliant minds. And we come up with stuff that nobody else can even begin to think about. Now we just have to put it into action. So if you have a 3D printer and you want to get in on this, Keith's got the plans. Just email him, keithintahoe@gmail.com. keithintahoe@gmail.com. You've got a 3D printer, or you've got the plexi, the plastic pieces for the shield. Let's all solve this problem together. We can do it. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. We're going to be getting an update in just a few minutes from JP at Pinocchio's. See what they've got on tap for today for some delicious curbside food pickups. But there's all kinds of other things to talk about. Love to have you log on to the website today. Answer today's poll question. Still reeling from last week's poll question, too, with former Governor Sandoval. looking at becoming the president of UNR. President of UNR. Imagine that. Yeah, no, I can't. I can and I can't. Kind of killed himself in the political world. Because people figured out the hard way that he's a total rhino. We're sitting in the position now that we are because of him. No endorsement for Adam Laxalt. No support for President Trump. Took his friend Dean Heller down with him. Friday's poll question. Could you see Sandoval as the president of UNR? 13% said yes. 38% said no. 15% said don't care. 7% were honest enough to say don't know. 27% of those polling said he's a rhino. And not pro-gun. A phony with a liberal leaning. That's the way it is. Today's poll question. And this is for you. This is for you to personally answer. You have to ask yourself this question. When the CVD-19 vaccine becomes available, will you get it? Will you get it when it's released? Very interesting. I can't wait for people to put in their other comments to see what they're going to say about all of this. See, I started talking about Pinocchios, and now I'm already hungry. This is how we bounce back. This is how we embrace our community. And the people that we get to know, our waiters, our waitresses, the people who clean off our tables, the reason that we go to restaurants, social gathering, that being together, enjoying life over great food. And some of the greatest food, especially that fried chicken salad, is, of course, Pinocchio's. Huge fans. JP's on the line with us right now. Hey, JP, what's on the menu today?
Gosh, how are you? We've got a lot. We got some lunch items and we got some dinner, but let's talk a little bit about the dinner one because that's what's going to be fun. We have an Applewood smoked tri-tip tonight, a Parmesan crusted lemon chicken, and we have a chicken and veggies if you're healthy eating. And guess what we're going to run tonight? If you order $40 or more, you're going to get a free pint of Tahoe Creamery ice cream, your choice of flavor.
Oh, sweet deal, literally. JP, that's awesome. And I'm glad you put that menu item out there for the healthy eaters because we can't just sit around for all these months on end and let our waistlines grow. So we got to have the good stuff in there too. But boy, that Tahoe Creamery ice cream, that is yummy. So what's the best way to pre-order, JP?
You know, all you got to do is call 775-826-5151. Yes, you might leave a message, but we'll call you right back and then we'll take your order. So you can do that. Or we do have it on a Facebook. I'm old, so I don't really know about that Facebook. For all those people that do, you can order on through the Facebook and Alex will get it. But the best way is 775-826-5151.
Well, Barbara can take care of the Facebook and, you know, keep you in the kitchen.
Exactly where I belong.
JP from Pinocchio's, thank you so much for joining us today. Be safe and thank you for doing what you're doing. This is how we all stick to stay strong and stay healthy. This is how we do what we do when we get through these situations, by coming together as a community and eating healthy, keeping that peace of mind, keeping up your strength. You have to remember all of that. And you have to help the kids through it too. You know, especially the little ones, don't understand why they don't get to go play with their friends. They don't get to go to school. Of course, when I was a kid, it was, you don't have to go to school. It's like, yay! A lot of people are turning to homeschooling. The interesting numbers that we are going to see out of all of this is how many of those kids actually return to the public education system that has been broken for so long. Parents are finally learning and figuring out what their kids are being taught. But most importantly, what their kids are not being taught. To the teachers out there who have gone online, who are contacting their students and trying to give a sense of normalcy, bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. It just doesn't get any better than that when it comes to community. Let's get a Fox News update right now on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
Always, always here for you. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I am so glad you are with me today. Whatever you're doing, take us along for the ride. Even if it's just at home, we love sitting here with you. Or, you know, if you're out in the backyard, take us with you there, too. This coronavirus update brought to you by Real Construction. 46 deaths statewide for Nevada. 1,953 people have tested positive. Out of all of the tests performed, that's 15,676 testing negative. That testing is a big deal. I'm curious, though, if the tests, how they work out if you've already had it and you just recovered, because so many people, it's the flu. We never go to the doctors until we've hit rock bottom, right? Here's the big thing. And I hope you pay attention to this, because there are cities, counties, and states across the country who are being told to list all deaths as coronavirus deaths. A child was smothered to death. They listed it from coronavirus. How will we ever get accurate numbers? You got to pay attention. Speaking of paying attention, there are specialists out there in all insurance-related restoration projects. If you're not around your business, how do you know if maybe a pipe has burst or something? Problems can happen, and Real Construction is open for business. Call them at 359-0700. They're there to help you. With all of this going on, we still have the same problems that we did before all of this broke loose. Let's check in with Ray at 884-9910. Wants to talk about the homeless problem in Reno. Hey, Ray.
Hey, Monica. I called a couple months ago. It just bugs me so much about this homeless thing. But if you go around, I'm actually right across from Whitaker Park right now. I must see at least 10 or 12 tents out here. And then the other thing that really bothers me, there's a open field on Virginia and Kitski. It's a private property. Mm-hmm. And it has a sign up that says, you know, you're not allowed to be on that property and you will be prosecuted. Well, there's tents lined up over there. and it's private property. But there is more tents now, and when this thing is over with this virus thing, it'll be double that many.
Yeah. It will, because people who are living paycheck to paycheck on the edge, you know, they're not going to get the help they need. And we're going to see more people out in tents, Ray. And you would think, I was waiting for this, but you would think that if anything would get people off the streets and into shelters and getting the help that they need, it would be the scare of this virus. But the city's not taking it seriously for the homeless. It's very interesting, don't you think, Ray?
Yeah, and the other thing that really scares me is, you know, if this thing goes on a couple more months, which I know it will, the looting and violence is going to happen downtown.
Well, it's already it's already started around town. We have had incidences already, but they're not reported by the media because that just, you know, they say, oh, well, that puts people into panic. So there you go. Ray, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for the update on the parks, that all those parks that were cleaned out. These are people that are just going to live that way. They're going to put their lives at risk. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Ken. Ken wants to talk about Bill Gates again and the hypocrisy of China. What's up, Ken?
Hey, good morning to you.
Good morning to you as well.
Yeah, two things. Bill Gates has done some very, very interesting things in the last 10 years that anybody who is of a conservative nature would find rather disturbing. He's for population control. He's for climate control. And he's for gun control. Having spent a lot of time in the Pacific Northwest, he and some of his allies, amongst that holy triangle of Bezos and a couple of these other guys who have billions of dollars to spare, flooded Washington State to switch a gun control measure over the line. And I pray out of all of this mess that efforts to stop gun control will be stopped dead in their tracks.
It won't be because we've already seen people are trying to restrict gun sales. They're trying to ban gun sales altogether, the sale of ammunition. Correct. So the Democrats are just using this as an excuse to push their liberal agenda.
Yeah, but I do feel people who are in the middle, who are not particularly partisan one way or the other, will remember this time and remember that a lot of these gun sales are at record level now are going to female gun buyers. And so perhaps with the bunch of people we have now, they may be pushing that. But in the future, it might help in the sense of helping to swing the balance back a little bit. And the other thing I just wanted to mention briefly before my time is up, China really is the ultimate hypocrite. They brought us this cursed plague, and now they have the hypocrisy to make sure that wherever they can, they're getting the publicity and the credit for these respirators that they're quote-unquote supplying free of charge. I think that's the ultimate in hypocrisy.
Well, I think it's pretty funny that we're seeing more than just hypocrisy, Ken. We're seeing that China is actually shutting down once again. They put the information out that all these factories are starting to open back up, but now they're also putting people back in quarantine. So the virus isn't completely under control in China.
No.
The whole idea that they're trying to make themselves look good. Who is trying to make them look good? I hate saying that. The World Health Organization is trying to make them look good. And people have to understand that they unleashed this on the world, not just their own people, which they don't care if they kill their own people. We've seen that for decades.
Yeah, I mean, Chairman Mao, back in the days when Nixon opened up China, it's well known that Chairman Mao said that any kind of confrontation with the United States, he would give the first billion and wouldn't blink an eyelid about it of his own people. That's been widely reported for many years.
Ken, unfortunately, people don't concern themselves with politics in this country, let alone with the politics of other countries around the world. So there's a lot of education going on right now. Ken, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate your time and your knowledge and helping share that to the people of Northern Nevada. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Kelly at 884-9910. Kelly, what is this about chiropractic offices?
Hey, I'm happy to share that Life Chiropractic College West in Hayward, our public clinic, we're not afraid of cooties, and we are still taking care of patients. I verified that last week, and there are plenty of good doctors of chiropractic in your local area. If you're not already a patient, know that the immune system is, I think, 100% or 100 times stronger than somebody with a disease state, and 400 times or percent stronger than those that are battling a disease state of cancer. And they're not afraid of Cootie Kelly, and just wanted to pass that along to keep up the good attitude and to support those local doctors that are caring for patients. And we lived through the AIDS, HIV epidemic, and there's a really good book that's called What If Everything You Thought You Knew About AIDS Was Wrong? By Christine Maggiore, Maggiore. And if I might quote Secretary Sebelius real quick here, I have to shillelagh. She needs hit with a shillelagh. Without massive federal intervention, there may be no one left. And that was our HHS, Health and Hypocrite Services Secretary, Donna Shillelagh. She quoted that in 1993. You'll find it in the Washington Times, June 8, 1999 edition. And thank you so much for your work.
Thank you, Kelly, for calling in with that. Just another little piece of proof that every time something like this happens, whatever type of disease, epidemic, the government takes advantage. They see us as weak. They offer help. They offer solutions. They offer money. When in a lot of cases, they're at the root of the problem itself. So, what are you going to do? Are you going to maybe call the Washoe County Commissioners and the City of Reno? Ask why you are still meeting? Ask why you are not allowing the public? You guys are just going along making the decisions? Business as usual? While we're distracted. And we are distracted right now. We're going to talk about Walmart and shopping right after this. We'll be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today and any day. I'll take you a little bit at a time for any amount of time. Log on to our website, 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. If a vaccine comes out, You going to take it? When it's finally released, are you going to get it? 991fmtalk.com. Also, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Got an email here from a gentleman. People waiting outside of Walmart now. This is getting dangerous out here. People standing right next to each other. Yeah. I figured this was coming because it's been in other parts of the U.S. And that is, they are only letting so many people in at one time. I kind of thought this was going to be more heavily populated areas, but no, it's happening here now too. My husband went to Sam's Club yesterday just for a little jaunt. He had to wait for 15 minutes to get in. Those benefits that you pay for, you know, the plus membership and stuff, couldn't get in early. They didn't have hours for getting in early. People standing right on top of each other. Finally got in, did the shopping, got out. But it makes you wonder how many of those people are going to get sick now, standing outside in the elements with other people. Not physical distancing. I mean, yes, the staff was wiping down the carts. That was very nice. Any place you can use their online shopping, if you can. A lot of stores, Walmart started this early. So did some other places. You know, the whole curbside pickup? Interesting that they started that early. Did they see something coming? The wave of the future? Go on, order all your stuff, go pick it up. A lot of people are keeping jobs and getting jobs right now. I have a friend who, well, she's self-employed. Her business considered non-essential. So she got a job over at the grocery store as a personal shopper. I hate the fact that the Surgeon General said this is going to be the toughest week that we've seen. Because it puts people in to desperate situations. And I hate to see that. Be positive. Try to do something that brings you joy, even if it's just listening to music. Watch a stand-up comic. Back when, you know, comedy was actually funny and you could say things that were funny and you weren't culture canceled. Laugh and sing because it is great medicine. It's great medicine. Not only physically, but mentally as well. This COVID-19 coronavirus update brought to you by Real Construction. We appreciate them so much. We've seen 46 deaths here statewide. 4 deaths here in Washoe County. People are testing positive, but more people are testing negative. And people are recovering. 29 people have recovered here in Washoe County. There's 231 active cases just in Washoe County. There's more across the country. Some places hit harder than others, like New York. but we'll get through this. Don't just head to your doctors if you feel sick. Call them first. Let them talk you through symptoms. And don't let yourself get sick because of hypochondria. Because for some people, this is very real. Speaking of being very real, let the real pros handle your insurance-related reconstruction. Go to Real Construction. RealConstructionCompany.com or call 359-0700. Got a big day tomorrow. Lots of stuff to talk about, especially elections. What's happening? Turn that up. You have a great day. It's the Monica J Show, and I'm here with you through it all. I'll be back tomorrow. Laugh it off. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.